Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Chris Brown on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Chris Brown is set to hit South Africa. When is that show go, by the way, Shikwan?
Let me double check.
Isn't it now?
Someone told me the 14th of December.
Yeah, because they're going as well. Yeah.
Towa is going.
There's a lot of them that's going. I know Paula is still zulaying. she's still zulaying for donations. I think her latest update was it last week before the elections, right?
Okay, so 14th and 15th.
14th and 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yebo.
So the homie's going to be in South Africa.
Yeah, and apparently he has a new Amapiano song. Did you hear it?
He has a new Amapiano song.
Yeah, and apparently he's also like singing in he's singing in Zulu of Itsman.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah.
Like it's up on his channel and everything, or like just
no, I
like,
saw it. People were talking about it on TikTok. Like, oh, I can't believe he did that. Oh, maybe it's because he's coming or whatever. I mean, I'm not going to dig it because it's Chris Brown.
You've got your known issues with Chris Brown is well documented.
So now it's going to be yet another video of him just being tall and shifty and dancing.
But anyhow, one of the best to have ever done it. Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, French Montana on Namibia's Heart and Soul, the NSK, and Shaquan is on your radio. Speaking of South Africa, we've got someone with us right now who is going to take us back into time. What do I mean? Well, the person that we've been talking about is the vocalist on a song that we loved as Namibians. Okay, we even had our own version of the words to this song. What song am I talking about? Well, this is the song that I'm talking about. December. Come on, man.
Oh, she is everything.
and this was when December songs were December songs, man.
Yes, this is 2013.
You know what I mean? This Kesh Kontan nonsense.
Whoa.
I don't dig that song. I don't. Anyways, it's fine. Let's focus on the vocalist.
Yes. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're talking about Fiesta Black. Good morning, Fiesta. Okay, you know what? Let's just quickly try and get hold of her once again.
It's going to be exciting, actually, because you know how sometimes we see artists on the scene?
Yeah.
They're booked and busy, considered to be some of the biggest vocalists in the space. And then they just go quiet and you're like,
where have you been?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am great. How are you guys?
We are great, Tandy. I'm sorry.
Girl.
Yeah, man. So how are you feeling today? How's the week been?
Look, the week has been hectic.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I've just been getting things ready for the release today.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I'm great, man. I can't complain. I'm very, very excited. About today and the new song. The reception is so well, so
Well, listen, Fiesta, it's really great to have you on Fresh FM on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Fiesta, where are you right now as you speak?
I am in Limpopo.
Oh, the famous Limpopo. What do you guys eat there in Limpopo? Because it seems like it's just producing the talent.
Oh yeah, the best talent.
The talent is just from Limpopo.
Yes.
There.
The thing is, our vegetables and our fruits are from the ground. Like we grow them ourselves.
Go on. The bragging rights is on you.
We eat worms. We eat mopani worms.
We also eat mopani worms here. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Fiesta Black, as Namibians, you know what I mean? We know that one song that we loved, okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you drop that song right now in a set, anywhere, any party, any club, any social gathering, wedding, you know what I mean? Even after tears, you know what I mean? People will go crazy. I can promise you that much.
Yeah.
Before we get into your journey since that song, let's talk about how you and DJ Kanyani linked up. How did you guys link up? Did he discover you?
How did
you?
That moment happen? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talk to us about that.
Well, I met him through the guy who actually produced the song, the guy who made the beat, DJ Chase. Chase and I were like buddy, and I met him during my studio days when I was still hustling and, you know, studio hopping in Jersey and, you know, trying to do demos and all of that, and I happened to meet DB, and he had been working with Kanyani, so when they had a beat that no one else could seem to get on, they tried so many other vocalists. Eventually, they called me and they were like, look, I think you must come and try this and let's just see what happens. And it happened.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm actually really curious too. You're stepping into the studio, you actually making it work, us hearing the final product. How did your life change from that point onwards?
Yo, it got hectic, man. It got hectic. Like, I went from being an ordinary girl to being this worshipped icon. And the thing with it is, like, for me, it didn't register. It didn't register just how much things had changed. For me, I love this. I've been doing this, even though it wasn't such a public scale and I wasn't famous or anything, but music has been my life from day one. The only difference was I was traveling now, you know, every other weekend I was at the airport and I was doing all these interviews and now people were recognizing my face and all of that. But me being me, I just carried on like I was any other ordinary girl, which was weird.
Now, Uzus Nontle, right?
Yeah.
I checked a podcast recently of her, and and she was saying that she didn't quite enjoy her peak. You know what I mean? Because she was not living in the moment. Is that a similar story to you? You know, when you're in your peak, when that song was making rounds, when you were booked and busy, were you not aware, or were you not living in the moment, or it was just, listen, we're just going to the gig and we're just doing what we need to do?
I think I enjoyed it the most part because I was actually living in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like if I hadn't been living in the moment, a lot would have changed. The only thing that I think could have maybe made things a little different was I didn't take myself seriously. That's how much I was living in the moment. I was just carrying on like nothing happened. And meanwhile, I have this worldwide song that is just doing so much. But it also comes down to, I think, I didn't have a team, a thorough proper team that was dedicated to shaping me as a star, and, you know, certain things that you're not supposed to say during interviews, or a certain way you're supposed to carry yourself and all of that, you know. A team does that. Superstars have that, and I didn't have that. So, I mean, as a 22-year-old, you can only imagine. I was pretty young, and all I understood was, okay, it's time to party.
Right.
Yeah,
and you know what, I'm just wondering right now, like, what part of that journey, like you're saying, you know, just partying and, you know, living and being in the lifestyle as young as you were,
without a team,
yeah. Do you feel that to a certain extent you, how do I say this, partner, like, not to say that, do you feel that you got what you deserved from the fame at the time? And then also, are there any, you know, sort of like negative experiences that you also had because of the fame that came so early in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I didn't get what I deserved. I feel like what I deserved was much more than what I got. You know, I feel like I did deserve that team. I did deserve a proper structure around me. I did deserve the proper guidance, you know, someone who was going to walk me through it, you know, and working with someone who had been in the industry for so many years, you would expect more from them, you know, to guide you and be more patient with you and to understand certain things and not just, you know, be frustrated with you all the time.
Could that be one of the reasons why your career took that serious dip?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those reasons. because we go through a lot of things, you know, we go through a lot of things. And when I got into the industry, there was a lot of childhood trauma and just so many things that I hadn't endured from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
All the way leading up from my high school years, primary school, like my life was just pretty, pretty hectic, you know. So when all of when the fame came, a lot more happened now. And it was just now everything was just so, it was overwhelming. It was public. And there was so much that I hadn't dealt with prior. So I feel like it just added on to everything else, and I didn't even realize how much I had been through.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I'm sure those were probably one of the reasons and one of the factors that led to your well-documented battle with depression. Where are you right now with your fight with depression?
It's still a battle. Some days are better than others. Yeah. But I can positively say that it's definitely a journey. You know, it's a journey, and I'm doing much better than I was a year ago or 2 years ago. Mm. You know, I look forward to a new day now. Like when the sun comes up, I'm bubbly, I'm happy, I'm writing music again. Like when I put that pen to a paper, it just flows.
Right? Because it's coming from the heart.
It's coming from the heart. Like my juices are back. I went through some serious writer's block, you know, where I would listen to an amazing beat and I just couldn't come up with nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
That was just the pits for me. Mm. I was like, oh no, I'm dying.
Sure. And I can completely understand also, because as a creative, like if you feel that you're not tapping into the creative or the creative in you, it can be quite frustrating, you know. But I really just want to know, you know, as much as we know you from this great hit, you know, 2013, we were in the clubs, we were living our best lives. Girl, I didn't even have kids. I was on the streets.
Girl, you're doing the most, weren't you?
Yes. But I just really want to know, hey, like, is that the sound that you're still going to, you know, bring to us in your, you know, your new music that's coming up? Are we, you know, going to get more heartfelt type of music or messages? What exactly, what direction are you looking to go to?
I think for my next project, because I haven't released a project in a while. So
yes.
For the next project that I'm planning to drop in 2025, I want to reconnect with my old fan base while introducing the kids to me. Because these kids love me. They love me from Shigubu. They practically say, you raised us, brah.
Mm.
I don't want to leave them in the dark, you know. So I don't want to lose my sound too much because people love me for that. However, when it comes to the instruments and the beats, I am going to play around with certain sounds. But when it comes to my writing, there's just something about the way that I write, and people love it.
Mm.
You know.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Let me just give you that for some time.
Yeah. I mean, Fiesta, you really sound like you have turned a page. You sound excited. You sound alive.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Does.
You sound full of life. Is this a result of you having dealt with some of the things that happened, some of the scandals that happened in the past? Did you deal with those scandals, and are you now on your way? You are done with the scandals. You are done with the afterthoughts of these scandals and stuff that happened, and you are just moving forward now. It's a new Fiesta Black that's about to hit the streets.
Definitely, it's definitely a new page for me, and I think it's also just that thing of I've made peace with a whole lot of stuff, man. I've made peace with a whole lot of people. People that I feel did me wrong, I've made peace with that. I've forgiven myself also for mistakes that I feel I could have made. You know, I've taken time out to actually go back and try and figure out where the problem started for the initial, you know, problem and where the pain started and what is it that I haven't dealt with or that I hadn't dealt with from my childhood, maybe. I went that deep. I had to go that far.
Yeah. You know?
And it wasn't easy. It was painful because I found myself crying over 100 things all at once, you know, but it was necessary. And I did that. And I'm just like, you know what? It's new beginnings now. It's also a reflection of growth.
Yeah.
You know, and my resilience also. And everything I've learned along the way. It's just part and parcel of who I am today. And I'm still that girl. I'm a go-getter. I am fierce. I am fabulous.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm going to do it again and again and again and again. And nothing can stand in my way but me.
You mentioned that you had to dig deep and you had to go back in your past and you had to make peace with some people. Does this include Tembi Seete?
Well, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I started hating my job was because I bumped into people that I had been admiring my entire life that I looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I bump into you, we work together, and you do me dirty, you know? And that really hurts. So it was like, ha, what have I gotten myself into? What kind of industry is this? What kind of people are these people, you know? Is this how it's going to be? Is this how we live? So that really, really did hurt me. And I developed some crazy trust issues, and I just built this wall, and I just hated everyone, you know? And... yeah, but I've let go of all of that. And I'm just like, you know what? It is what it is. Mm. It doesn't define me. It's not the end of the world. It's happened to many of us. It's unfortunate. It has to be that way. I wish it wasn't. But it's time to move on now.
So you guys you never had a conversation?
You never had the conversation, yeah.
She did try to communicate with me at some shoot that we had. We bumped into each other at a shoot. But that to me wasn't enough because I feel like if you really did see your wrongs, you had my number. You could have called me. You didn't have to wait for us to bump into each other and then, 100%. You know, want to apologize. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm just glad that finally people actually have put the dots together and they can actually now hear what I was talking about when they listen to the music.
Mm.
And now with TikTok also, it makes it easier to actually expose certain things and to, you know, speak your story. So
now speaking of new beginnings, I mean, that chapter's closed now. We're looking at new beginnings now. Are you still on radio, dude?
Radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did. I think a few months at the radio station here in Polokwane, and it was super super dope. But then the only thing is like, Joburg was like, nah, come back, dude. You can't be staying in Limpopo yet. You still need a hustle. There's so much that you got to do, you know.
Yeah.
Everything is in Joburg. Like, Joburg is like, you know, city of gold. So it was difficult for me to continue the hustle while I was based aside. So I had to leave the job and go back to Joburg to focus on the music.
Okay. But is this also something that you want to get into maybe on the side, like radio in Joburg?
I like it. I loved it. But I think, I don't know. I don't have a filter when I talk.
Oh.
Like sometimes, but maybe I'm a big girl now. Maybe I do. I find myself struggling to, I have to remind myself that, oh, you can't say this on radio. This is a word that you can't say.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think I'm more of a podcast girl, but let me not limit myself. I might just be able to pull it off. I did it. So.
Okay. Now, you've got a new song, okay? And we have the song. It features the trademark DJs and Baga Nyana. Who is Baga Nyana?
Baga Nyana is the name of the song.
Oh, it's the name of the song. Yeah. So it just features the trademark DJs. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, right?
Guys,
yeah, here's the... Go ahead.
No, I'm saying those are the same guys that I did Teka Samba with. If you remember Teka Samba.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Those are the same guys who produced that beat.
Now, the reason why the song is a bit special to us is that a little birdie told us that you wrote the song, and the song is there's a lot of part of it in Oshivambo. So who helped you with the Oshivambo, my guy?
Tell us about that link.
You see, I am a genius.
No, you are. We'll have to give it to you.
No, I've got this amazing friend of mine who actually lives in Namibia. He's Namibian. His name is Kalunga. We met via Instagram.
Okay.
So I was like, the same way I do with all my other music, like even with Chigupu, I'm not Tsonga, but it's in Tsonga because I will write in English and then I will ask someone like, how do I say these exact same words in Oshivambo, for example? And then I will put them on a beat and I will make sure that they sit well and they rhyme. So that's exactly how I did it again. And he walked me through it. We started chatting on WhatsApp and I told him I want this word in your language. I want this word in your language. How do I say this in your language?
And that also came with him teaching you how to pronounce the words properly, right?
Yeah. It took him like 3 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Are you multilingual, by the way?
I am.
How many languages? Like what do you speak?
I can speak isiZulu, Kivula Spedi, Yawazuteta. I can speak. I don't want to say ekprat because my just now you guys are throwing me under the bus.
Kick to horn bluff.
Like AD Blowfat wants the EOL. You know?
The national anthem.
You know.
Oh wait.
Go. So yeah.
All right. Cool. First, hold that thought. We'll play some adverts right now, and after the advert, we will give you the opportunity to officially introduce the song to a Namibian audience. All right.
Awesome.
All right, stick around. It's Fiesta Black on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We will give her that opportunity to introduce the song to you in a bit.
There are data deals.
And then there are telecom.
The age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Fresh Fridays on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 9:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK and Shaquan, your favorites, and the Yellow Herald is on your radio. But another favorite of yours, Fiesta Black, is also on your radio. Fiesta, thank you so much once again for making some time for us. You should know that we love you. You know what I mean. And we wish you all the best going forward. And hopefully we can see you in the country very, very soon.
Very soon, yeah.
Thank you so much. I was about to say, guys, promoters, please book me. Like,
yeah, no, please.
In so long.
But
you guys are having crazy festivals and concerts throughout the festive season. So please give me the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Only the money
that I want.
Fiesta Black, the floor is yours. Kindly introduce your brand new song to the Namibian audience.
Thank you so much, Namibia. I have cooked something extraordinary for you guys, and it is called Bakanyana Danana Show, and I'm featuring Trademark DJ, so please enjoy it.
It's a brand new. Let's have a listen.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.